those who were selling goods and profiting off the temple. And then on the third day, Tuesday, he began to teach. And his message basically came in three different levels. The first level was that he, Jesus, is God's true Son. He's the promised Messiah. He's the truth. He's the Word in the flesh. The second much feasting and much celebrating. So he was the king putting on a wedding feast, a days-long celebration for his son. The kingdom of heaven. Well, the kingdom of heaven is referring both to the activity of God on this earth. That would be the temporal kingdom of heaven. But it is also referring to the eternal kingdom of heaven, which takes this a step past the previous two parables. The wedding feast, well, it was a country-wide celebration, since it was the king's son. He invited the country, all the noble people, aristocrats, etc. And this would then be a time of fellowship, celebrating, feasting, rejoicing with the king in his house, in his courts. And who is the son, the bridegroom? Well, that is Jesus. And that mirrors what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 15, in a discussion with the Pharisees, where Jesus refers to himself as the bridegroom. And it's a theme consistent throughout the New Testament, all the way through the book of Revelation. Jesus is the bridegroom. The church is his bride. So there's our beginning. The kingdom of heaven, both temporal and eternal, may be compared to a king, God the Father, who gave a wedding feast, a huge celebration for his son. And the king, quote, sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast. Servants? Well, this was customary. It was customary for a person who was having a wedding to send out a general invitation to all those who were to be invited, but then to they